We're in Simen Resh Vav. We are up to Sif Vav, the last Sif, and we'll be completing that. Notel biyado pri li ochlo uvera chalav. Someone takes a fruit into his hand to eat. V'nafel miyado v'nevado onimas. And then it falls out of his hand and he can't find it, or it got spoiled in a way that he doesn't want to eat it. Sorech lachsor ulavarech. He's got to make another bracha. Even though there was other fruit of that type in front of him at the time he made the bracha, his kavana was for the bracha to be chal on this particular fruit that he held in his hand. As a result of it, if this falls and this becomes inedible or this gets lost and he wants to eat the other one, the mechaber shita is that he'll have to make a new bracha. Similarly, a person picked up a fruit to make a bracha. It didn't fall out of his hand. But as he starts, he's about to eat it, he realizes it's disgusting and refuses to eat it. So now he wants to take a different fruit that was also in front of him. According to the Mechaber, he'll have to make another bracha. Says the Ramah, Hagah, Rak Shelo Hayolav Dato Li'ochlo. That is only if you did not have explicit kavana to eat that other food, that other fruit. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, says, this Ramah is not coming to explain the Mechaber. This Ramah is coming to argue on the Mechaber. The Mechaber Shita is that the actual bracha has to be chal on the food that you're holding. Once it's chal on that, it's good for anything else that's in front of you or that you have kavana to eat. But it must be chal on what you're holding. If the food that you're holding is inedible, or it fell down and is therefore inedible, or you just can't find it, there, according to the Mechaber, your kavanas aren't going to help you. The bracha was not chal. The Ramah's shita is that with explicit kavana, you are yotza. Meaning, if you had explicit kavana for the bracha to work on the other fruit too, it's as if the bracha was chal on that other fruit too, and wasn't only chal on the bracha in your hand. The Mishnah Berurah brings an Eliyahu Rabba who holds that even in a case of stoma, if you have the fruit in front of you, so long as you didn't have kavana not to eat it, then the halacha is that that's good too. And the Mishnah Berurah paskin safik brachas lahakol. So lemaisa, it comes out that if you had food in front of you, let's say you made a bracha on an apple, you drop it and you can't find it, but you had another apple in front of you, so long as you didn't have explicit kavana not to eat that apple, we would say safik brachas lahakol. You don't have to make another bracha. Furthermore, if you had explicit kavana to eat more apples, but the apples are in a different room, since you had explicit kavana to cover them, there we would say that it could be that you are covered by it, and again, you wouldn't make another bracha. Further, back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber is talking about a case where you would have to make another bracha. V'tzarech lomar baruch shein kavod malchusol olam va'ed, ashahotzi shem shemayim levatola. It turns out that the person made a bracha levatola, so he has to say baruch shein. What happens if he said Baruch Ata Hashem, drop the fruit and he can't find it? So then what you should do is change the bracha into limud. It's a pasuk in Tilim, Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. There's no need then for Baruch Shem. You were Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. Avalo Omer Alamas Hamayim. What happens now? Here the Mechaber is going back to our previous case where we say that the food that you're making a bracha on, you're supposed to be holding, and if you're not holding it, it's not chal on it. Someone is standing by running water. Even though the water that you're making a bracha on, the water that is running there while you're making the bracha, is not the water that you're going to drink, that's enough. Because it's understood that that's your kavana. That means lamaisa. When you make a bracha on water, you're drinking from a water fountain. You turn on the water. So what are you going to ask? The water is being chal, the bracha is chal on the water that's coming out now, which is going down the drain. I'm not drinking it while I make a bracha. Nevertheless, that's your kavana. You should turn on the water so that it's clear what your bracha is being chal on. It's being chal on, not the water that's coming out, but other water. And there it's good enough. Hagov va'ayin lekamon in birch betos madino. There we'll see what happens if you made a bracha by mistake.